trust us enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, Tuesday, the 14th of May, 2019. Coming right at you. Hey, follow us Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. For Facebook, we just use our station page. So give Radio Now a like. Of course, everything's up online at joeandalexshow.com. We've got all of our blogs, our podcast. Yeah, you can find that too. All online at joeandalexshow.com. Live the Web Girl out sick today. So it's just a three-person show with me, Joe, Alex, and producer Pork Chop. Coming up this morning, we got a lot to get to. The garbage, that's about 10 minutes away. At 7:30, no surprise, I should say, but I am kind of surprised that one high school is now getting rid of this. They say, we got to get rid of this. We got to help the kids out. It's messing up their heads. It's making them feel bad. I want to see what you think about this. Now, I never would have to worry about losing this, but I feel bad for kids that are. That's at 7:30, 6:30 Central here on the Joe and Alex Show. Alex, good morning. How's it going?
Good. I go to my friend's house to watch The Bachelorette every single Monday night, and my friend's husband is there, and she always makes us dinner, and she's a very good cook. And so last night, she made this dinner, and her husband was asking me, he's like, so when you're not here, like, what are you eating for dinner? And I was like, well, peanut butter sandwiches, usually. He was shocked.
I mean, doesn't that get boring after a while?
Yeah, it does.
That's why I always add some jelly to it?
Well, I don't like jelly, so it's just peanut butter on bread. But he was could not believe that. And he was like, man, you must really look forward to watching The Bachelor and Bachelorette over here then, because you get real food. I was like, yeah, 100%.
Feed me, please.
So I hope that whoever I end up marrying knows how to cook, because it ain't me.
Hey, honey, you gonna make dinner tonight? oh, you know, I gotta work late. Sorry, but you work mornings. I know. Pork Chop, how are you doing today, bud?
I'm good. I got to rest a lot yesterday. I'm so upset. My TV show that I like came on at 9 o'clock tonight, but I don't have cable, and it was the season finale.
Wait, last night it came
Hulu
on?
Hulu now, though.
Yeah, so I will be able to watch it today on Hulu.
Good.
It was 911 on Fox.
You really like that show. Isn't that like where it's like an old white dude and he gets back in the game or something?
Huh?
Or am I thinking of something else? It's like a cop, right? He comes back in?
No.
I swear, because there's a white dude, the black chick.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
The white guy's a firefighter.
Oh, he's a firefighter. Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right. I haven't really seen that. You like that then, or is that because you were a volunteer firefighter?
Probably. Yeah, that might have something to do with it.
All right. Cool. I had such a day yesterday, and now I guarantee on the phone I sounded like what I didn't want to become. My back's doing better. I'm thankful that it is getting better. It still hurts a lot. I really hate sitting because it pinches my nerve, but it's better than it was a week ago. It was an immense pain last week. I only had like 24 pills of Vicodin, the generic stuff, just take like 2 times a day just to numb the pain. Well, guess what I ran out of yesterday?
Uh-oh.
That stuff. And I was doing it the right serving or the right amount. And I called to just get like, hey, can I get like another just maybe like 5 days worth, like 10 more pills just to help because it's getting better? I called. It said, yeah, your thing will be filled by 6 o'clock because you did it before 12 o'clock noon. Called the pharmacy. No prescription filled.
Ew.
So I'm on the phone because I'm in pain. Like, it hurt. I ran out of medicine since yesterday. And I know I sound like somebody that's probably either addicted to drugs or trying to manipulate the system. I'm like, oh, God. I just need like 10 of these pills.
You were doing that?
Okay, wasn't that dramatic. But yeah, I just felt like, oh, my God. And then I left like the short haircut, can I talk to your manager thing at the doctor's? Because I was pissed. If I call and I do your automated system, you won't let me talk to a real person. That makes me mad anyways. But I follow it. And I do it at 10:30, and it says all prescriptions by 12 will be filled by 6 p.m. that night. If not, it'll be the next day. I got it in that time range, plenty of time to spare. And then I go, and there's no medicine at the pharmacy, and I really legit need this.
Like, so what'd they say when you were yelling?
sir, you have a problem. No, he's like, okay, we'll put an electric file in right now and try to have it, but we can't do anything till tomorrow morning if the doctor, they have to approve it. So I'm like, well, that sucks. So yeah, I think I'm addicted to drugs, guys. Just want to throw it out there, not making fun of it, but that was my biggest fear. Just like when you start messing with that stuff, like for pain management, I used to like say, why do people do that? But now I can see why, because when I take one or two of these, it helps a lot of the pain. Pretty dang quick.
Those things are supposed to relax you also, and I was given two to take before I got LASIK eye surgery a couple years ago.
With Vicodin?
Yeah.
It made me kind of loopy.
Well, so it's supposed to, yeah, keep you like chill, like, you know, not stressed out. And
I don't think anything does that for me. I always am stressed out.
Well, so it didn't work for me because eyeball stuff is my biggest fear. So during my surgery, I was freaking out so much. And all it was LASIK. They said in their like 25 years of practice, they've never had anyone react the way I did. They had to hold me down with multiple people. They gave me a stuffed giraffe to hold. All the stuff. The Vicodin I took did nothing. Like, I could have driven after that. I mean, I couldn't because of my eyes. But I'm just saying, like, how I felt, it did not change at all. I was like, this did not work. I am freaking out because I was so scared. It's how terrified I was.
What do you think the odds are that I'll get my actual prescription filled today? I don't think I will.
I think now you will because you lit them up last night.
Give them a disclaimer saying, like, don't give me a refill.
I said, give me the lower dose because I'm afraid I'm going to get really addicted to it because my dad and brother have different addictions with alcohol and drugs.
Okay.
So
I was going to say maybe
it runs in my family.
Maybe they're following those rules.
Yeah, well, maybe they're like, oh no.
Now my big fat mouth comes back to bite me again. So that's the latest in my drug escapades and updates here on the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
The Bachelorette premiered last night on ABC, and Hannah B. found out that one of the guys there named Scott had a secret girlfriend back home in Chicago who he had been dating up until the point he left for the show. Apparently, he told her that as soon as the show was done, they'd go back to being together, and he even planned a trip with her, and Hannah was not happy.
How dare you, like, come here and think this is okay?
I could also say that you just dated Colton for the last, like, now that this is, like, the same exact thing.
Okay. You are such a jerk, and it's not the same at all. You know what? I'm done with this. There's no reason for you to be here. It's time for you to head out.
Oh, I think he has a good points there. I don't know.
Desperate Housewives star Felicity Huffman pleaded guilty yesterday for her role in the college admission scandal. She was charged with conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud, and the government is asking for a 4-month prison sentence as well as a $20,000 fine. The actress will be sentenced in September. Iconic actress Doris Day passed away at the age of 97.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
I didn't realize that was her.
Yeah.
No, you can't. Yes, I can.
The Doris Day Animal Foundation confirmed her death, saying that Doris had been in excellent physical health for her age until recently contracting a serious case of pneumonia. The charity also revealed that her wishes were that she have no funeral or memorial service and no grave marker. Instead, they want fans to visit the charity she founded to save animals. Doris Day was known as a honey voice singer and actress whose film, dramas, musicals, and innocent sex comedies made her a top star in the 1950s and 60s. And among the most popular screen actresses in history. Despite massive success in Hollywood with her Girl Next Door image, though, her private life was a disaster. It was defined by 4 unsuccessful, abusive marriages. Her only child, Terry Melcher, who was also a famous musician, passed away from cancer in 2005. And just 1 week after their first editing faux pas with the whole Starbucks thing, Game of Thrones had yet another editing error, this time with Jaime Lannister. As Game of Thrones fans know, Lannister lost his hand in season 3 and it was replaced by a fake gold hand. In this last week's episode, it was noticed that while hugging his sister, his hand mysteriously grew back and his fake gold hand was replaced with his real hand.
What? I have not watched this episode yet. There's so many spoilers.
He lost his hand?
Well, oh, I mean, I knew that, but it's like, who's watching this, by the way? Like, you have to be really paying attention to every detail because it's an hour and a half episode anyways.
They
you're
do
really
pay attention.
Looking. Like, that's all you're doing for, like, slow-mo.
That's
like,
how you're supposed to watch a show.
Not that slow.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And bad news, guys, if you are wearing this or thinking about wearing this and you want to get with Alex, who's single here on the Joe and Alex Show, probably not going to happen. Now, is this a new revelation or is this something you just haven't talked about in a while?
It's an old revelation. It's something I've always known, and I just didn't really remember it until last night when I was watching The Bachelorette, because there were so many guys that pulled up out of the limo that were wearing this, and I was like, ew. Well, he would have been sent home just because of that. They were wearing chain necklaces, and I'm not talking about like Flavor Flav type.
Flavor Flav!
I'm talking about like little chain
necklaces. What about like a Jesus piece?
Yeah, like a little tiny chain cross.
You don't like that?
No.
What if they're a Christian?
I can't explain it to you how unattracted I am to guys wearing necklaces. It makes my skin crawl.
What about a puka shell necklace? That was really cool back in the day.
Also hideous. Well, if you're, maybe when we were in middle school, but not now.
What about girls, though? They wear chokers. Like, isn't that the same thing? Like wearing something on your neck?
No, a girl wearing a necklace is fine, obviously. But I am just not attracted to guys who wear necklaces. And I just feel like everybody has some weird little hang-up like this.
833-JOE-ALEX. Whether you got your own little weird hang-up or you agree or disagree with Alex saying, oh, you're wearing a necklace? Next. 833-563-2539.
So where I'm from originally in New Jersey, it's huge. Like, guys wear these chain necklaces.
Oh, I know, because that's Guido land.
The time, of course. And my sister, when I was like 20 years old, she went to the Dominican Republic and she brought back a little necklace. I'm going to show you the picture, Alex. So would you date me wearing that?
No.
I'm offended.
Let me see it.
That's
hold on.
Offensive, Alex.
Let me see if I'd go by.
It's like, it looks like the like, beads are kind of like made out of wood or something.
It looks like, yeah. I mean, you look really skinny in the photo, but it looks like that's way too tight for your neck, too. Like, that's a tight necklace. Like, I feel like that's going to cut off your circulation.
Yeah.
Just something about it screams douchey. It's
gross
to me.
So every guy wearing a necklace is like kind of a D-bag.
It seems
that way,
yeah.
Does anybody look good? Does anybody look good in a necklace?
No.
Nobody, not even rappers?
No one.
I do not
find it attractive. I don't get it. I went on a date recently and the guy was wearing a necklace and I couldn't stop staring at it the entire time. It was like peeking out of his shirt a little bit and I was so grossed out.
Is it only necklace then? Like what if a guy wears like a little wrist piece of jewelry, whether it's like silver or gold or platinum or maybe it's just like leather, like a piece, something on there. Does that bother you?
Yeah.
What about a wristwatch?
Watches I'm fine with.
That is so interesting. Like, a watch is okay, because those can be gaudy as all hell and, like, giant, like, flavor-flavor
clocks. Well,
yeah,
a good watch.
Oh, did you see what Lenny said, our technical producer? He said, what about a puka shell?
Yeah, no, that's what Joe was saying. And, like, back in middle school, yes, but not as an adult.
Wait, hold on, Lenny, if you're there, buddy, our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now, are you the kind of guy that wears necklaces? I've seen your, like, Instagram. I usually don't see you wearing necklaces around.
Yeah, no, I definitely am a necklace guy. I honestly wear the little tiny chain. My mom got me a little tiny gold chain when I was a kid. It has a little cross on the end of it.
So you wear that?
Yeah, and girls like it. I think maybe, I don't know if you've seen it. It's like a little teeny tiny chain, so it's not really fancy and gaudy.
But that's what I don't like. It's the tiny necklaces.
So you don't like the tininess?
No, I don't like any necklaces. I mean, obviously the average person isn't going to be wearing a bunch of chains like Offset or something. Like the average guy is going to have just one of those small cross necklaces. But even those, I'm like, I can do without.
Oh, what about Hawaiians? The Hawaiian shark tooth
thing? Oh, like the lei?
A shark tooth.
If you killed the shark, that's pretty cool.
Okay, I will say this.
Or if you ripped it out of its mouth.
I am very into Hawaiian guys. I did date a Hawaiian guy for a couple months once. It was right before I started doing this show. We dated for a couple months. He was really hot.
How about that
thing, though? I might be able to make an exception for them.
What about, like, the thing where you get laid?
A lei?
Yeah. Can a guy wear that?
Wait, that's kind of a necklace.
I thought Alex was waiting until she's married to get a lei. This makes no sense. Oh, my God. Whoa. This was a bad idea. We're about to put these photos up on our Instagram. It's all part of Joe's Need to Know News. But if you have not seen, if you have not used the Snapchat, they have like a gender swap thing where a guy can look like a girl and a girl can look like a guy. This ain't right. I'm just throwing it out there. This is the work of the devil.
I have a mullet.
You actually look douchey, but surprisingly, like, I think girls would say that Alex looks cute as a guy. All right, if you want to see, just follow us right now. We'll put those up there in just a second, at Joe and Alex Show. All right, starting out with fun debt news. Nearly two-thirds of millennials are living paycheck to paycheck, and just 38% feel financially stable. That sucks.
That's really sad.
It's terrible. Over 59% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. However, the millennial generation, that is people 22 to 38, was the most likely to struggle in between payday at 62% of people, followed by Generation X, that's 60%, so not much difference. Generation Z, that's about 55%, and baby boomers, 53%. That's over half of people.
Wow.
I'm finally at the point in my life, and like, I don't know, it's not a therapy session on the air right now. I always talk to my therapist, whether I make $30,000 or $300,000, I think I'm always going to be worried about money because I had financial issues growing up. But I'm at the point finally where it's like, we got that little emergency fund we talked about before with Pork Chop. Like, God forbid my car, another drunk driver hits me or something. Okay, I got a $500 deductible. I'll be okay.
There is such a thing as financial trauma, and you can go to a special therapy for that if you had
financial
childhood trauma, because it affects you as an adult.
I need like 10 therapists though, Alex. I don't know if I'm going to be able to, which one I'm going to be able to see, because I have so many issues, but that's something I could check out. This is good news. Nunchucks are now legal in Arizona after Governor Doug Ducey, I like the name, by the way, dropping a Ducey, signed a law lifting the ban on the martial arts weapon. They were,
thank God.
They were on the list prohibited, state's prohibited weapons list, along with automatic firearms, sawed-off shotguns, grenades, and IEDs. So you got all those things, and like, oh, by the way, nunchucks not allowed.
Yeah, that's super surprising. I mean, what else are you supposed to do in the desert? You got to get your Chuck Norris on.
Exactly. I mean, if Chuck Norris has one, it should be like the official like thing of, you know, item of protection. You have a nunchuck, then a gun.
Exactly.
Because a good nunchuck person can stop a bullet. You know that, right? Sad, and I don't get it. I just don't understand how people are this dumb. I mean, I'm dumb, but I'm not stupid. A boy called 911 to report that he and six other children had been left in a car. This happened in Maryland. The windows were rolled up, and the motor was not running. I mean, that's not safe, but at least if the AC was running, they could be cooler. But you know how hot it gets in there? The Charles County Sheriff's Office explained that the children ranged in age from 2 to 4 years old, and it's likely it was the eldest child who called 911. The boy told authorities that the children were hot, and they didn't know where they were. Deputies traced the call to a shopping center and helped the kids. Deputies say the driver arrived about 10 minutes later, so still inside the store.
Oh, my gosh.
Having already been gone for 20 minutes. So that's 30 minutes you're leaving the kids alone.
Thank God those kids called.
You know, what would have happened, Alex? What really could have happened?
They probably could have died.
The driver, a mother of two, who was babysitting five other kids, was charged with confinement of children inside a motor vehicle. Like, how pissed are you if that's a person, like, your friend, too? I'm like, hey, Alex, can you watch little Joey and little Bobby?
It happens way more than you know. People letting people that should not be around kids watch their kids.
Okay, we're putting these photos up right now. It's hard for me to do both while I'm talking, but they will be up there if you follow us at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. Wow, there's a new Snapchat. It's kind of a gender swap filter. If you're a guy, you can look like a girl. Girl look like a guy. And I got to be honest, I don't know what to say. But first of all, Alex, you haven't seen this before. What do you think of Pork Chop?
He looks like a girl named Angela.
Okay, I can see it.
Your name would be Angela.
Now, you have a sister. Some people say they look like their siblings. Do you feel like Pork Chop, you look like your sister at all?
No.
Your mom?
No.
Okay. They're pretty hot. So now, Alex, I figured out how to do the right filter, and I kind of feel like I'm a mixture of like a bearded lady and Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. The reason why? Check it out.
Oh, they gave Joe blonde hair. You do look like a bearded lady.
Do you ever wonder what I look like as a blonde?
That's hilarious.
See, check that out. This is on our Instagram. I'm going to put up there right now at Joe and Alex Show. If you go give us a follow and Pork Chop, I'll show you first. This is really creepy. Does your brother look like this at all?
No.
Alex? Okay. Check out Alex. I think the pose really sets it off. But
you look like Jersey Shore.
Now, let me
like
ask you, Pork Chop. If people don't know, you're bisexual. You have a boyfriend right now. Let's say you were single. Would you go for this guy?
I have a mullet in the picture.
You do on the side.
Yeah, I've got a mullet going on.
That is so impressive. Oh, my God. All right. And I think Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston.
Oh, the prettiest girl.
Oh, God, you look like a thought. Look at Lenny Bree.
Yeah, he's a, she's a, I should say she. She is up to no good.
Yeah, girl, I know what you be doing on the weekends. All right. You can see that on our Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. Let's see here. Oh, another thing going on. I have to ask this, because I see these things that say the latest trend this and that, but I've got to ask Alex and Liv, because they're the ones that are actually like living it. According to the latest Instagram trend, leaving cleavage is out and under boob is in. They're saying like the bottom part of your boobs, like having a suit that kind of shows a little bit of that is like the hot thing now for your
not
bathing suit.
Not into that.
Have you seen any girls that do that?
Yeah.
I saw the photos. I mean, I had to do my research.
It's trashy.
I like trashy, but it just seems like, won't your boob pop out?
That's how I would feel.
Seems dangerous. And finally, you know, we're going to end the news with some good food stuff. Oreo announced the newest cookies being added. The summer cookie collection is going to be s'mores. That'll be in June. They also have Thin Mint. They also have Marshmallow Moon and Baskin-Robbins Mint Chocolate Chip.
I thought they were doing chili.
What?
Chili flavored.
Who would want a chili flavored cookie?
Apparently people like chocolate and chili.
What?
That's what
you
I heard.
You guys are weird people. Poor Chop, would you do some chocolate and chili? With some
Possibly.
Cornbread?
I'd try a little piece and see if it was good or not.
I can't believe you would try
just
it.
A little tiny piece.
I mean, I like chili and I like chocolate. I just don't know if it goes together.
I'm just kidding. I made that up.
Oh, well, thanks. I'm gullible now. I was going to point. There's a sixth flavor. It's chili and chocolate. All right. See all this online right now at joeandalexshow.com.
Call the Joe and Alex Show at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. That's 1-833-563-2539.
Who has got the most miles on their ride? Like right now, listening to the Joe and Alex Show. Calling and brag a little bit. Or also, like, who's got the biggest just hoopty, the piece of crap? You're just hauling this thing around. You every time you drive, part of it probably falls off. I mean, you don't mean to have your muffler in the road causing accidents, but hey.
That's what your car was like before you got your new one, right?
210,000 miles, and I would have driven it longer. Like, that's not, I guarantee somebody listening, Alex, right now has more than 210,000 miles on their ride.
Probably Pork Chop.
Yeah, wait a minute. How many do you have, Pork Chop?
Dude, I win this game. I don't care who you are. I have 297,000 miles on my
car. Wow. Can anyone beat Pork Chop?
297.
I'm 3,000 miles away from 300,000.
Knocking on wood to make sure it goes. Okay. Now, this guy's going to blow you out of the water. The story that brought this whole thing up is a guy. He's a former auto technician from North Carolina. His name's Dexter. And he posted a photo of his 2000 Honda Accord. It hit 100,000 miles like last month. And now it's obviously rolled over. It looks like it just started brand new, but you know it's hit over a million. So, that's incredible. How long have you had your vehicle that's almost 300,000 miles, Pork Chop?
I bought it, it's an 08, but I bought it brand new in 2007, so it's going to be 12 years this October.
That's
so 11
insane.
And a half years.
How did you get so many miles? Is it just from Uber driving?
Uber driving. I used to deliver pizzas for Papa John's. I've driven across the country like 4 times.
Okay.
I've got to tell you this.
What?
So all my friends are telling me that, like, this is a big milestone, like 300,000 miles. And they all said I should reach out to Dodge because they might want to, like, feature it in, like, an Instagram post. Or, you know, they might clean it up for free.
Your piece of crap car?
Yeah, your thing looks like it. Your thing looks old. Trust me. It looks like it's been beat up.
What are you talking
about?
Well,
it got T-boned by the lady. And I mean,
it didn't get T-boned. It got slightly sideswiped.
Okay, you can call it what you want to call it.
And there's nothing wrong with it right now. It rides fine. It sounds fine. There's no clinks, no clanks.
Is the roof still falling in, or has that been fixed?
It was like the slightest. And I put
you put a thumbtack up there?
What I said still stands.
No, dude, get in my car. It's fine.
I just want to live.
I reached out to Dodge, and they wrote back, and they were just like, sir, do you have a problem with your car? Like, and I'm like, no, I just want to know
if
you want to feature it. And they're like, well, if you have a problem with your car, let us know. Otherwise, see ya.
Yeah, they're not going to feature that car. They're going to feature new, hot, sexy cars.
No, but that's a statement. If you could get a car with 300,000 miles. Like,
I don't think, I mean, that's impressive, but I think more people do that than you think.
No.
Like, if you had, like, 500,000, like, whoa.
Well, then we'll find out. The phone line should be blowing up. I'm going to go check them.
833-JOE-ALEX is 833-563-2539. I almost want to talk more about it because he's answering the phones right now, Alex. Like, that is cool. It's 300,000 miles almost. His car is so beat up, though. And I'm not judging. My car was beat up, too. But, like, I feel like he's got one of those cars where he's going to start duct taping things now. Like, black duct tape to hold the bumper on.
Yes. I have only gotten to around 100,000 miles on all my cars. Right now, I'm a little over 100. So, I am really anxious to try to find something else. Just because, for at least what I drive, it's like, once you get around that point, I feel like the costs start going up a lot more and things like that. You're out of warranty. So, I'm trying to find something else.
I couldn't do anything with mine. My car had 210, but it's just that it was a Saturn and they didn't make them anymore. So, I had like a $320 repair. My mechanic buddy's like, Joe, I can fix it for you, but me hooking you up, it's going to be like $900. Just because the parts are so hard to get. I'm like, that's not worth it. I'll go get a newer, like a new to me car. Teresa, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Now, Pork Chop is bragging. He's almost at 300,000 miles. Where are you at?
Almost 400,000. I'm currently sitting at 399,510.
So you're 100,000 more than Pork Chop. And what car do you drive?
I actually am driving the 2004 Grand Prix.
Okay. You know what? I've heard those are really good cars.
That's impressive. So do you think Porkchop needs to quit his whining and just realize it's not that impressive? Like, he wanted, like, Dodge to, like, put him in a featured post.
We actually talked about that because we have two Grand Prix, me and my husband, and he's actually driving the newer one now because he drives further than me. But the other one we actually have is also almost 300,000.
Joe, I've got a great idea.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go out to my car. No. I'm going to take a picture of the odometer, and I'm going to put it on Instagram, and I'm going to put a little, what's the question, you know, a poll.
Okay.
Do you have more miles than Porkchop? And I guarantee you it'll be 5% of people say more.
Well, I know. It's just like I just wanted one person, and we have that right there. Teresa,
thank you,
by the way, for calling in.
Her car's also really old, right? What, Teresa, what year did you say?
2004.
It's not that much older than your 2007.
Okay, yeah. No, you're right.
Jeez, Teresa, can you congratulate Teresa? You sound really bitter right now.
I say we drive across the country together, Teresa.
She's still there. You're going to congratulate
her?
Wait,
I want to know something. Did you buy that car new, Teresa, so all the miles are from you, or did someone else own it?
No, we actually bought it 2 years ago, and it was from a guy that used to be an insurance agent, and I guess he drove everywhere and offered his insurance to people.
How much with that many miles on it, how much did it cost you to get that car 2 years ago?
We bought it with just under $300,000, and we paid $1,600 for it.
Okay, that's a pretty good deal.
Wow, that seems like a lot to me. That seems like a lot of money. I don't know. It doesn't seem like 300,000 miles, like, for any car to pay $1,600.
My car's worth $2,000 right now.
Wow, okay. Well, I'm impressed. Hey, if you do have anything, you can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Let us know who's got the most miles up on their whip. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, 833-JOE-ALEX. You can join in the conversation, get some advice, some help, whatever that might be, 833-563-2539. Now, I've been married for 4 years. I've been with, almost 4 years. I've been with my wife for 7, and getting a little bit of an itch over here. No, I'm kidding. Seven-year itch. Have you ever heard of that, Alex?
Yes, where you want to cheat.
Well, whoa.
I thought that's what it was. 7-year itch is when people cheat in their marriage.
I just thought maybe it meant like you're getting a little bored in it.
Well, right. People get bored and then they cheat. That's what the saying is.
Well, just to make my life easier when I get home, I don't have that itch then. But the point being, Alex, what do you do to try to spice things up, to try to, I guess, rekindle the romance? And you got a bunch of friends that, how long have they been married? Like different times or?
Oh, yeah. Some have been married now for like 5 years. Some have been married for 2, some less than that. But I was just curious, you know, when it's just thinking about serious relationships, how do people, that's something I always wonder when it comes to someone being married, like, you know, how long you have, 7 years or whatever, or I mean, together that long.
Mm-hmm. That's a long time to be with somebody, even if you're not married.
Yeah. Or married 10 plus years, like, how do you keep it interesting? What are you doing to spice things up? 833-JOE-ALEX. Because I think a lot of people wonder about that.
I think, it's an obvious thing, and I think we'll get a lot of answers that'll kind of agree, is that you got to kind of start dating again. Like, we just had a big thing at therapy last week, and it's just like saying, do I value or put a priority on my marriage? And I really have to make an effort to do the things that, I mean, nobody would believe me, which is fine. But Alex, if you would have met me when I was dating my wife, Lindsay, 7 years ago, you'd be like, oh my gosh, this guy, like, he's a stud. Like, look at all the things he's doing for her.
What were you doing?
I always got her flowers like once a week, and I wasn't making that much money. So they weren't like huge bouquets, but
they were the rainbow daisies.
Whatever I could afford, no comment. But I would get her flowers. I would just, you know, send her a nice text every now and then, just telling her how I felt about her and that I was thinking about her or something reminded me of her. I'd let her know. I would hold her hand. I'm not a very intimate, like physically touchy kind of a guy.
You're not?
No. I mean, I like when she touches me in certain spots, but I'm not a real big like hugger or hand holder or anything like that. So I had to actually make the effort to do that. Or even just the act of, I don't know, like making out or being passionate like that. Like now, I don't really do that unless like I'm trying to get some.
So why not?
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. That's a whole different thing. But I know that if I do that, that will bring the spark back to our relationship. It's a simple thing. I was kidding around bragging because she's like, you know, saying I don't do things. But I've been a great husband for 2 days in a row. I made dinner last night, which is simple.
That's
but
good.
I actually made that. And it makes a big difference to her. She got up Sunday morning and I was waiting and listening because I was up early. And I heard her. I started brewing the coffee and I met her at the stairs and I gave her a cup of coffee. I'm not saying you have to be a hand and maid, like hand and foot butler for somebody.
Well, I would like that.
Well, of course you would. But I mean, I think those little details show that you care, and that might help spark it back. At least for me, that's what I found. 833-JOE-ALEX. Hey, Phil, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What would you say?
I was going to say, me and my fiance, we've been together for 10 plus years now. And when is the right person, man? And I don't mean to get mushy on you here, but when is the right person? You crave that person. You know, it's a flame that can never be unlit. I mean, unless, you know, there's other problems in the relationship. But if it's a good, healthy relationship, that flame's never going out, man.
Can the flame maybe not go out, but it can get, like, really, really low and barely flicker?
Yeah, if you get lazy, I guess. I agree you should probably go out here and there and do, you know, pull out the extra tricks, you know what I mean? Not just light the Yankee candle, you know what I mean?
You hey, know, girl, get I got you a candle.
Pork Chop went for Valentine's Day and bought a sex candle.
Yeah, how's that candle still doing? Is that thing still around?
Yeah, kind of.
What does that kind of mean?
Did you say it was strawberry?
Yeah, it's strawberry, and Chase's little six-year-old sister was like, oh, candle smells like strawberries. I'm like, no, don't touch it.
You don't want to go where that candle's been, honey. Trust me on this one. All right, we're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Who cares about this garbage?
John Mayer says the tabloid rumors of him dating Kourtney Kardashian are not true. He has an interesting theory on how that rumor started, too.
That happens not to be true. Also, I gotta be honest with you, little suspicious about the origin of the story. Not sure the call's not coming from inside the house on this one. And I will say, if the call is coming from inside the house, it's diabolical and genius. I just think I'm post-celebrity relationship probably in my life. I think so.
So what, like the mom's doing that?
Yeah, like just one of them is just spicing up rumors just to gain attention.
Ooh, we should do that on the show. Who's Alex with that's married?
Yeah, it stuck out to me that he said, you know, I'm done dating celebrities. I was like, oh, you are, John. He's my very favorite male singer of all time.
You're like, half of my heart is with you, John.
He told a story about an odd interaction he did have with Kourtney, though.
And here's a much better story than the one that was made up about me. I ran into Kourtney at a party that I kind of crashed, and we're waiting in the valet. Ran into the bass player from the Scorpions, this rock band, the Scorpions. And he started throwing me in a video. Hey, be in a video. And I was hamming it up because I love the Scorpions. And then Kourtney Kardashian walks up, and I said to Kourtney, walk away. He's the bass player from the Scorpions. He's going to try to get you in a video because he was already like, hey, Kourtney, come and be in my video. So all I did was save Kourtney Kardashian from being in a video with the bass player from the Scorpions. Far better story if they had just gone with the truth.
Milo Ventimiglia, who plays the dad on This Is Us, talked to Jimmy Fallon about people always getting his name wrong all the time.
Well, first name, people call me Milo. You know, and I get that. There's a lot of international folks, so like the MI sound is me. But Ventimiglia, I mean, that just got butchered all the time. I mean, Ventima Vegetarian, you know, Milo Vegetarian, Ventima. The worst one, though, actually was Milo Ventima Whatever. Who said that? I was 12. I was playing football. We were in the big championship game. I'm running out on the field, and they're announcing everybody, and they literally get to, like, Ventima Whatever. Ventima Whatever. No, man, I got to find that announcer.
I feel you there, Jack. I'm just calling him Jack because even Milo's hard for me.
Well, you have a really hard to pronounce last name.
Everybody gets it wrong, and because I'm fat, it bothers me. My last name is Pesh, and it's spelled differently than I actually do it for radio. The way I write it out for radio, P-E-S-H, that's how you say it. But everybody does pies, peas. I'm like, okay, the fat kid with pies.
Joe's last name is spelled P-I-S-Z.
No.
Or P-I-E-S-Z.
There you go.
And so, yeah, that's why they think it's pies.
I know. Hey, I'm a weird Polish guy. I didn't pick out the name, so I'm told.
Janelle Evans from Teen Mom 2 and two of her kids. The two kids have been removed from her home now by Child Protective Services after her husband, David Eason, shot and killed their puppy. Per CPS, her oldest son, Jace, is not allowed to come back or visit the home until further noticed, and her other son, Kaiser, was removed from their house. Both boys are from different fathers, but the daughter that Evans shares with Eason is still reportedly at the home due to the fact that authorities believe it is treacherous to be on the property with David Eason at this time. And George Clooney says his experience on 1997's Batman and Robin was one that changed his entire approach to his career and taught him an important lesson about how the movie industry works. He said, I was playing Batman and I wasn't good in it and it wasn't a good film, but what I learned from that failure was I had to rethink how I was working because now I wasn't just an actor getting a role, I was being held responsible for the film itself. Years later, Clooney had the opportunity to work with Ben Affleck on Argo, and he talked to him about playing Batman in 2016's Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, and Clooney told him, don't do it. Although Ben Affleck did not end up taking his advice and did it anyway, Clooney was gracious enough to say, well, he did great, though. Coming up in less than an hour, Britney Spears shocked everyone yesterday after what she admitted in court.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Joe Alex, if you think this is a good thing for kids to help out with their mental health, because mental health is a very important thing to not make fun of, but actually to address, or you're like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. This is not going to help anybody, and it's just a stupid thing. 833-563-2539. One high school announced they will remove valedictorians and salutatorians, the rankings for all students, and they're doing this, they say, because, well, we really care about mental health. Beginning with the class of 2020, Mason High School students will no longer fight for that role or honor of valedictorian or salutatorian. No, after a year-long study and focus group with students, staff, families, and more, officials made the announcement as part of an effort to improve students' quote, mental wellness. Mason High School principal Bobby Dodd said the following: we are moving to a recognition system, eliminating valedictorian and salutatorian honors, and shifting to recognizing students who achieved outstanding academic success through a multitude of pathways. The recognition system will reward our students for genuine academic success based on their academic accomplishments. This will help reduce the overall competitive culture at MHS to allow students to focus on exploring learning opportunities that are of interest to them. Students graduating in the class of 2020 and beyond will continue to be recognized for their academic performances using the Latin honor system, which I know I didn't get that, but it's like summa cum laude, yada, yada. Pork chop, didn't you get that or something? Like, I was a dummy. I graduated with 1.7, so there was no honors for this guy.
Might have been Liv, but she's sick today.
Of course, the one day where she can brag about her smarts.
I graduated with a 3.32, which is just short of honor roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's disappointing. School officials talked with colleges and universities, and they confirmed that they place more weight on how students perform in rigorous courses and less weight on their actual rank of a class, which would be your top one or two.
So what you're saying is, with very fancy words, we're getting rid of valedictorian because people are getting their feelings hurt.
I guess it's putting so much mental health and stress on people that it's doing that. I mean, you could say getting their feelings hurt, maybe that's one thing. I think they're coming from the angle of like, well, listen, this is gonna, kids are stressed out. We don't need to stress them out anymore. And I feel like kids are stressed out. Mental health is a huge thing. Teen suicide and young adult suicide, I believe, is at the highest of all times. We just were talking about this in a staff meeting the other day and what we can do and get behind and help out with, especially for Mental Health Awareness Month. But I don't know. It's like, I'm a big dummy, but that doesn't mean that other people shouldn't get to celebrate all their hard work and busting their butt and get recognized in front of their entire school. Like, why would you take that away from somebody?
I don't understand, because it just seems like my generation has this obsession with everybody has to be the same. Nobody can be better. Nobody can achieve to be better than anyone else. We all just have to wallow in misery with everybody else at the bottom.
It's the parents, though, Alex. Like, if it's us feeling that way, where do we get it from?
Well, for sure, it's how we were parented. That's the thing. People always want to crack on millennials. Well, who raised millennials? I agree with that.
The biggest trophy I ever got, and I kept it for a while, then I was like, oh, this is kind of lame, was a sportsmanship trophy. It was bigger than any championship baseball trophy I had. It was like 3 feet tall. It was a sportsmanship trophy. 833 Joe Alex. I mean, is this really going to, because if it can, then we should do it. If it could really help out people's mental well-being and just change people. But I don't think it's going to make a difference.
I just don't understand them saying, like, well, it's just too stressful and we want to eliminate that for students to, like, you know, get valedictorian. Well, of course it's very stressful. That's why you get that, because you put in so much hard work and stress and your life revolves around your academics.
But isn't that life in general, like when you get in a career, for most jobs, like, the harder you work, the more you do, the more you push yourself, maybe more stress, you have a chance of succeeding and getting above everybody else.
Yeah, here's the thing. I don't really feel bad for people that complain about how stressful it is being valedictorian and how it needs to be taken away or whatever. You don't have to become valedictorian. I sure did. I didn't even go to college, first of all. But in high school, I did not bring one book home all of high school. I graduated with a C average, and that was my choice. I, like, actually purposefully was like, I do not care about this. I hate school. I was way more into creative things in the creative field and working and all that. So that's what I focused on. But people aren't holding a gun to your head saying you have to be valedictorian. So why are we taking this opportunity
Parents
away from the people
be.
That want it?
Parents might be, but that's a whole nother issue. I would love to hear from one person, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539, that actually thinks this is a good idea, because I feel like a lot of people are going to agree with us. Let's kick it off with Raina. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think about this school starting in 2020? They're going to eliminate that so there's not pressure on the students anymore.
I completely agree with Alex. Completely, 100%.
How so?
They worked so hard for it. I had a C average too. Didn't care about school. Didn't go to college. I'm fortunate. I have a good job. But those kids deserve it. And, you know, I don't expect my child to stand up beside a valedictorian if they don't work for it.
Yeah, you know, I do agree that there are families that put the pressure on their children, like you have to have perfect grades and your whole life, you know, revolves around your report card and all that. I don't think that that's necessarily always the healthiest. But if you leave it up to the kid and you say, if you really want to work hard in this and achieve this, I support you. And, you know, if you at least try a little bit. I don't think that you should celebrate your kid having F's and D's.
I got D's.
But, you know, I at least had common sense. I'm pretty street smart. I'm not very book smart, and I also didn't enjoy school. But my parents did know that I had other passions and that I was good at other things. So at least I wasn't sitting on the couch playing video games all day. But as a parent, you know your kid and their capabilities and where their talents are. I just think, like, you should be supportive of that.
Right. I agree with that.
Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. More of your calls. We'll get some of your social media too next here on the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. Hello and welcome to an establishment which is rated one of the best among people listening. It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. We are about to have a discussion which may change your day. Okay, I can't do this stuff. Anyways, hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now, 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539. Let's kick things off with Stacy. Hey, Stacy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and if you're just tuning in, we're talking about a school that is going to, starting next year, get rid of valedictorian and salutatorian, and they're like, we're not going to focus on that because it's bad for the kids' mental health. And I think mental health is a serious thing, but I don't think that's a solution. What do you think?
I absolutely think they should get rid of it.
My
graduating class was 3,000. I was valedictorian, and it actually caused me to have a mental breakdown my senior year of high school because of it.
Wow.
But you don't blame yourself? Like, maybe you just put too much pressure on yourself? You think the whole schools everywhere should just get rid of it?
No, not really. I'm pretty competitive by nature. But it was more of my parents and the school that put all of the pressure onto me.
What were they like putting the pressure in? But like, what was the reason they were pressuring you? Why?
Because they want to push everybody to their greatest success, and they didn't think it all the way through. Being valedictorian out of 3,000 kids, you have to beat a lot of people. I did not sleep very much during high school. Didn't do any sports because I had to do all of my classwork. It actually takes a lot. It's a very, very stressful for someone of that young.
How much did being valedictorian in high school affect your future? Like, did that help you get a better career? I mean, what do you do now?
It actually caused me to not want to go to college. I turned down a full ride scholarship and everything because it affected my mental health so much. I didn't even want to continue with school.
Wow.
Whoa. That's not what I would have expected.
And so what do you do for a living?
Right now, I actually make medical implants for spine. So anything to do with the spine medically, I make anything that goes inside of that.
Well, that sounds super smart.
Well, let's talk. I still got that pinched nerve in my back. Maybe we can do a little stop and swap. Well, hey, Stacy, thank you for calling in and sharing that, because with the questions Alex asked too, I would have had no idea. Like, that much, she did succeed, number one, you know, highest ranking, and turned down a full ride to college.
That's how burnt out she was.
But I don't blame her, and it goes to show, though, too, she still went on to be really successful.
You know why we don't know how stressful it is? Because we weren't ever that high.
Like, as
you
far
mean
as
we weren't ever that smart?
Yeah. No.
I mean, we were high, some of us.
Yeah. Alex, you didn't know you used to eat roaches, so there's that. Let's see here. Let's go to Sarah on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, thanks for hanging on, Sarah. What did you want to say?
Hey, so I'm actually a teacher in the Carmel Clay school system, and I don't teach at the high school level, and I don't have kids who are at the high school level, but one of my coworkers' daughters is a senior, and from my understanding, they've already done away with the valedictorian system, and it wasn't because it was too stressful or that it affected the kids' mental health. It was actually that there were too many kids who had, you know, 4.0 GPAs or whatever, that they couldn't actually pick one. So what they're doing now instead is it's more of a point system. So you get points for doing things like volunteering or, you know, something out in the community where you're being a good person and actually having an impact on others. And then the kids with the most points at the end of the school year end up getting to give the speeches.
Do you think that when colleges are looking over at the transcripts of these kids, do you think that they are like, well, I don't understand. None of these people are valedictorian. Who cares about this? I mean, yeah, the community service is great, but I see no one that got valedictorian. And then they're skipping over them? Or do you think the colleges are like, oh, good, community service is good?
Because, I mean, regardless, those kids, you know, if you have a drive inside of you to work hard and everything yourself, you're still going to have a really good GPA. And then on top of that, you're going to have all of these community service hours and service projects and things like that to also boost, you know, your college transcripts and resume and all of that.
Okay. Christina on Facebook, if you search for Radio Now, says these current generations are being handed awards and achievements for doing nothing, and it is creating laziness and easy handouts. It's also giving the excuse to get away with everything because your feelings are hurt. For example, childhood movies being removed like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Meh, I don't like that. Interesting point. Jennifer, let's wrap things up with you here on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think about them getting rid of the valedictorian and salutatorian for graduations?
I think it's completely stupid. It goes along with the same lines of we give everybody a trophy now because we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And I think it's part of the wussification of America nowadays that has become.
Preach. What's her name?
Her name is Jennifer.
Jennifer, make America Jennifer again.
Yes.
Tired of all this wussification everywhere. Wussy here, wussy there. Hey, Jennifer, thank you for calling in. We appreciate
thank
it.
You.
By the way, on the Joe and Alex show, between me, Alex, Live the Web Grill, and Pork Chop, who's the bigger wussy?
Pork Chop.
Hey, let her have an honest opinion herself.
Thanks.
Who's the smartest then?
She didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, she wussed out right there.
Pork Chop or Liv are probably the smartest.
Yeah, well, you sure about that?
They both are the ones with degrees.
That doesn't mean a dang thing. Yeah, if Liv's the smartest out of the group, we are doomed.
It depends on what you're basing it off of. Common sense, business smarts, or a piece of paper of who has the highest
paper,
degree,
yes.
Like that.
Paper, yes. Anything else, no. That paper will not help her survive in the world, okay? Let me tell you. If you want to get in this conversation you couldn't get through right now, take it to our social media. Just search for The Joe and Alex Show. We're on Twitter and on Instagram. It is The Joe and Alex Show. Hey, if you don't already, check out our podcast. You need to subscribe, follow, and give us a little 5-star review. Search for The Joe and Alex Show. I didn't check, but I think we're over 3 million streams now. For 3 million listens, thanks to you. And thanks for sharing with your friends. We really, really appreciate you putting the good word out there about the Joe and Alex Show. If you miss anything, too, you can check it out online at joeandalexshow.com. Alex, I wanted to talk about something here that you can see what we look like. If you go onto our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, we did the Snapchat kind of gender swap where Alex looks like a pretty attractive guy, kind of from the Jersey Shore, and me and Pork Chop, and we look kind of bad. And Lenny Bree, our technical producer, he looks kind of hot. But Alex, you have an issue with this, or somebody in your family has an issue.
Yeah, it's not me. Someone way down in my family. So I am friends with some people on Facebook that I'm related to that I like barely know. You know, when you get into the third,
the wormhole
fourth cousin.
People, yep.
Yeah,
like,
it's
how
like,
do I know you?
And it's like their kids and stuff like that. It's way down the line. But there is this kid that I am somehow, I don't even know, related to. He's like 15. So I'm guessing he must be a freshman in high school now or something. He posted a picture, the screenshot of him from Snapchat as a girl in this gender swap filter, which is just like a joke. Like everyone is doing it. But this kid's dad that I'm also related to decided to comment and be like, take this blank off of your Facebook now. This is embarrassing to the family.
Embarrassing?
Yeah. Like, whatever. And so the kid was like, you know, this is just a joke, Dad. Like, come on, stop. And all these people that I'm also related to started commenting, and now it's a huge fight where some people are like, yeah, why would you post this? Like, I'm so tired of seeing this crap on Facebook. And then other people were defending the like kid that I'm related to, saying like, this, he's just having fun. Everyone's doing this. So now my family is fighting, my distant family that I barely talk to, but they're fighting on Facebook about this 15-year-old posting the gender swap picture.
I have a question. Do you think the dad thinks the 15-year-old actually dressed up and put on makeup?
Oh, he doesn't realize it's just a filter.
Yes.
Do you think if he realizes it is even just a filter that he would still be upset?
That's a good question. I don't know, because I don't know them well enough. I've literally only been around these people maybe 3 times in my life at like those big family reunions.
Oh, those are the best. You're like, wait, you're my cousin? We made out before. This is awkward.
Yeah, but it's, of course, I'm just sitting here eating popcorn watching all this go down.
I bet you this is a dad that's also like, you have to wear blue and you have to play with tractors.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's going to make my boy gay. I don't think so. Not a lot in this household.
I kind of got the vibe that, yeah, he was concerned that he was dressing as a girl and posting pictures of it.
833-JOE-ALEX is the number. That's 833-563-2539. I mean, not to talk crap about your family, but I mean, you think this is pretty dumb, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, it's obviously a joke. It's everyone's posting it. I posted, you know, the picture on our Instagram right now of me doing it, and I look like a guy. Like, it's funny. That's it. It's not serious.
Does anybody have a problem with this? Like, they agree with... You don't even know what he is. Your uncle of some sort?
Yeah, he's probably like my uncle 3 times removed, or I don't know. The family tree stuff is very confusing.
You got
to
a crooked
me.
Tree, it sounds like.
Yes.
We all do. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Would anybody be upset like this family member of Alex's if their kid, boy or girl, kind of did that filter and put it on there? I mean, I think it's funny. We all did it, and it looks great.
Go play in the dirt, son.
Hey, man, I want my boy to be looking like that. We'll talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now and see what you think. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can join in this conversation. Actually, we have more details, too, which might change your opinion. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. You know that new Snapchat filter? It's been out the past couple of days where you can swap. If you're a guy, you can look like a girl. And, oh, God, do I look ugly. See it on our Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. Or if you're a lady, you can look like a dude. And Liv looks, I mean, Alex looks kind of hot. I mean, as far as a dude, I'm like, you're not an ugly guy.
Thanks.
I think Alex looks better with the filter than Porkchop and I do, which is really disappointing to say. But this has caused some issues in your family way down the line, but like a Facebook fight.
Yeah, so somewhere like a fourth cousin or something like that, he's like 15 years old. He posted the gender swap picture of him looking like a girl, and his dad commented and started going off saying, like, take this off. It's embarrassing the family, yada, yada, yada. The family started fighting on there, saying, like, some were agreeing with the dad, like, yeah, this is really embarrassing. Like, you know, you need to listen to your dad. Other people were commenting saying, this is ridiculous. It's just a joke. Like, everyone is posting this filter. But I just checked the thread to see if anything new had been posted in the last few hours, and it looks like the dad said, don't worry if you're trying to get a hold or respond to so-and-so, the son. He has been grounded. He will not be on Facebook for a long time.
He's grounded him for this?
I guess either for this or this sparked a fight, and then, you know, maybe he mouthed off or whatever, and now the dad's grounded him. Yeah.
All right, Jill, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, thank you for calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX. What did you want to say about this?
Hi. I just want to say I think it's kind of like ridiculous that the father is so strict about this, because there are way worse things kids have put on social media before.
I would agree with that. You are 100% right.
Thank you.
But the point is, like, this is, do you even think this is bad at all? Jill, do you think it's
no.
bad? Okay.
I don't either.
It's 2019. It's just a joke. Like, and even if the father did think the kid put makeup on, let him do what he wants. He's 15.
I don't know about that, but I definitely agree that the filter is just a joke. Like, I would not be all upset if my kid used a Snapchat filter like this.
Hey, thank you, Jill, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. We got Katie on the phone. Katie, what did you want to say?
First of all, I wanted to say that I don't think that the filter is all that bad. If it's
one that is not out on the media. I've had three boys, and I would love to have known what a beautiful little girl of mine would have looked like. But on the second hand, I also don't want this out on the internet, or kids are mean. Kids are mean, and I don't want, you know, there are names to be had after you post something like that. And you don't need to put it out on the internet. It's just, it's forever.
So as a parent, Katie, if your kids did this, you might be upset just because you don't want them to get made fun of. Not that, like, okay, your son looks like a boy in this Snapchat filter, but more of like, I don't want you to get made fun of, honey.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not black and white anymore. It's not joke or not a joke. It turns into a snowball effect at school. So, yes, if you wanted to send it to, like, you know, family members or something like that as a joke, but to put it out there for everybody to see, I don't think it's right, because it will come back. I mean, if my sons want to get a job in 20 years, you know, and they do their internet searches, then, you know, I don't know. There's just too many consequences for putting whatever you want on the internet.
I guess I get that about whatever you want, but I don't be like, well, we're going to hire you, John, but it looks like in this photo you go by Joan. Is that what's happening here? Like, I don't think it's that big of an issue as far as this specific situation relating to Alex's family.
Yeah, this just in. This kid is also banned from watching the movie White Chicks.
Oh, no!
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Britney Spears is joining the hashtag Free Britney movement herself. She's still hoping to be freed from her conservatorship. She told a judge yesterday in court that her father, Jamie Spears, is the one who committed her to a mental health facility against her will and also forced her to take drugs. The judge has taken no action but is going to have Britney evaluated. This just got real juicy, real fast. According to a recent study examining hit songs among the last few decades, sadness and loneliness have become increasingly prevalent in songs since the 1980s. The songs were rated based off of sadness, fear, disgust, joy, and extroversion after identifying linguistic markers in the songs. One guy said, "You see a very consistent, very clear change that lyrics become angrier, more fearful, more sad, and less joyful." There are substantial differences, he said, between lyrics in the late 50s compared to lyrics in 2015 and 2016.
Do you feel like the things have changed, or it's just like back in the day it had to be like, build me up, buttercup, just to break me down?
Oh,
like,
I think there's a lot of things that have changed if you compare what society used to be like.
But do you think they would, if they could have back then, do you think they would have had those lyrics that are like today?
No, I think that there's been a decline in just the social structure of family and all that that's contributed to mental health issues and all these different things. So I think that is why you see more sadness and things like that coming out in people's art, because people are sad, I think, if I was going to guess. Bill Hader revealed that he used to have bad anxiety when he first started on Saturday Night Live.
I had bad anxiety, so I had real bad, yeah, like stage fright, and never went away. And then Lauren Michaels tried to help me after season 4, he went, "You know, you can work here as long as you want." And that was his way of, like, chill the f*** out. Total anxiety of just the red light comes on and I'm like, wait, what's my lines? You have, like, one shot at landing a thing and it's in front of the whole nation and you're just like, oh gosh.
John Mayer shared a story about how he ended up with Shawn Mendes' underwear in his hotel room. The two were working on the track, a title track to Mendes' 2018 album, Like to Be You, when he remembered that he didn't have any more underwear.
I don't like this.
John Mayer had his assistant go out and buy Shawn Mendes a pack of boxer briefs, which he said were a size medium. And after recording the song, John Mayer said that Shawn Mendes left the underwear behind, and so John Mayer kept the underwear to return to Shawn later, but they haven't had a chance to, like, see each other, so he's just had his underwear this whole time.
I think you get to keep it, right? Like, there's no need to return that and wash it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I feel like John would probably be a medium. Maybe he can just wear it. Coming up in less than an hour, the juiciest thing that happened on The Bachelorette last night.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, we got a lot happening here in the next half an hour on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We got your dummy of the day. It's around 8:45, 7:45 Central. But coming up next, it's a content warning. I'm going to throw it out there again, but want to give you a little heads up. 833-JOE-ALEX. I want you to call in. Should this 12-year-old be allowed to have this? Causing quite a debate, quite a stir. We'll get more into details about that. But if you got it, maybe a younger kid or a teenager, you may not want them to hear this. Just throwing that out there. It's coming up in about 7 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Dummy of the Day is coming up in 15 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Listen, this conversation we're about to have is adult only. This is like a content warning. It's a real thing that you might deal with if you're a parent, but I don't know if you want to have your little kids hearing about this one. So once again, just throwing it out there so nobody gets all upset at us. This is kind of an adult conversation, a little content warning here on the Joe and Alex Show. Now, this is an email that we received. If you want to be part of the show or reach out to us anyway or discuss anything, couple of ways. JoeAndAlexShow@gmail.com. It's a really good one. Also, DMing us on Instagram and following us at JoeAndAlexShow is another good way. Now, Alex, I trust you to tiptoe lightly through this one, but what's the email about that we're talking about?
We have an email from Anna. She says, "Dear Joe and Alex, I am the mom to a beautiful and bright 12-year-old girl. She is just now starting to go through changes, and I share custody with her dad, who is remarried. My daughter's stepmom recently told me that she wants to buy her a battery-operated boyfriend." So I replaced what she wrote with that. Battery-operated boyfriend.
A Bob, okay. Yep.
"I am disgusted and vehemently opposed. Technically, my ex-husband and his wife can have their own set of rules and way of doing things when my daughter is with them, but this makes me sick to my stomach as their mother. My ex-husband is a pushover, hence why we got divorced, and he just does whatever his wife wants to do, so asking him to back me up isn't an option. I think this is immoral and irresponsible. Her stepmom thinks it's teaching her about equal pleasure and opening the door for better sex education. I know none of you are parents, like us on the show, but I am begging other parents listening to please call in. What would you do in this situation if you were me?"
Okay, once again, not a parent, but like my mom didn't buy me anything, and maybe it's different for boys than girls. I think it is, as far as doing all that. But I don't know, like I had a relationship where my mom explained a lot, not that in particular, but like it wasn't shunned away. It sounded like she's shying away from it. I would feel awkward as a father, or if like that ever came up, if I had a daughter. I don't think I'd buy one for her, but I don't think I'd be against it, like her having one.
I think that it is possible to still have an open and honest educational conversation about the birds and the bees without buying your child battery-operated boyfriends. 833-JOE-ALEX. I agree with Anna. I would be flipping out. This is my absolute worst fear.
But isn't it?
To get married, get divorced.
That's your worst fear? That's your worst fear.
Get married, get divorced. Then you have a step-parent who wants to parent completely different than you, and you really have no say. Because, like, technically your husband and his new wife or whatever can do whatever they want. I mean, that is so absolutely horrifying to me. I feel the fear that she has.
What's the harm, Alex, in this girl having a Bob?
She's 12.
Okay, but
she's
like,
a child.
But kids do that at that age. Boys
you
and girls do that.
You shouldn't encourage it. If it happens,
what,
it happens.
You're going to shame people
Here's
for
the thing.
Doing that now?
Here's the thing. It does happen once in a while, but you don't encourage it. You don't awaken that feeling further.
Why not?
That's only going to encourage them to actually do the real thing, number one. And number two, yes. Number two, not every single kid, you're operating under the presumption that every single kid is going to want to do it before they're 18. That is absolutely not the case. Tons, not just me, obviously I'm waiting until I'm married, but a lot of friends of mine that I was friends with in high school and stuff like that, they did not do that in high school. They waited till later when they were in a serious relationship. Not every single kid is going to do that.
No, but you shouldn't make the daughter feel bad or like not want her to do that. I think if anything, that's a great idea for her to do that compared to doing other things and then flipping pancakes.
That's unbelievably messed up to say.
No, recessing a child and not letting them explore what's natural, that's the problem. Amanda, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up? What do you want to say?
I am seeming as a mom who has a stepmother who I adore, let me just add that, this woman is out of her bloody mind.
The mom or the stepmom? Mom,
the stepmom.
Why?
The mom, this has got to be some sort of sexual abuse, something. You do not force this on a 12-year-old, for God's sake.
Well, wait, do you think she forced it on her? I mean, maybe I'm
is the
I'm not understanding the email.
Is the daughter coming to the stepmom to try and
no, she
talk
says,
about this kind of thing?
Stepmom,
or is the
The stepmom says she wants to gift it to her because she thinks it teaches the 12-year-old about equal pleasure and opening the door to have better sex education.
So she's not making her. She's just saying, here, if you'd like this, here it is. It's making it available to her.
This is crossing a line that, no, absolutely not. She needs to try to have a conversation with a stepmom. If dad is not man enough to have this type of conversation, then she needs to seek legal counsel.
I was wondering if you can do that. If you really vehemently oppose with how your kid's being parented by the other spouse that has equal custody.
Absolutely.
Do you have legal grounds? Because I would be.
Okay, ladies.
Yes.
What is the parent doing that? Like, what if you go to court, what are you saying? Your Honor, this person is blanking to our daughter. Like, what are they guilty of doing? Like, what's the crime? Who's getting hurt here? I know you're mad, but like, what are you going
to
explain?
Why are we bringing into light to a 12-year-old little girl about sex? She is.
You think they're not exposed to it and they don't know about it on a daily? Are you really that oblivious? You don't think
kids
that kids are exposed to
it? It's not natural kids that little to have that big of a curiosity towards it.
How do you know that it's not natural? How do you know, Alex? Is that just from your own personal experience? I'm not saying every 12-year-old wants to go do a bunch of things, but I remember being a little boy. You're like, ooh, this feels good, or what is this? I think that's totally natural.
But why are we bringing
this Bob into the picture to show her that it's possible to get this kind of pleasure from something else?
That's what I'm saying.
This is showing her that sex is okay, and she is 12.
Yeah,
well,
thank you.
Setting this little girl up for so many problems.
If you don't parent her right, and if you don't explain to her you're supposed to wait till you're married and be in love with someone, of course. But I think all the other things leading up to it's okay. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Let's go to, is this Belinda? Hey, you're on the show. What's up, Belinda?
Hello.
What do you think?
I think this is absolutely crazy. I have a 12-year-old, and don't get me wrong, I have talked to her about things that boys could do or this or that, but basically you're opening her up to tell her that this is okay. It's okay to have sex. It's okay.
Right.
Because you're giving them a bob.
But it doesn't sound like that she's doing that, though. She's saying, that's not what she said in the email. I don't think we're reading this right.
If you're giving her that, that is opening it up.
Is that what the email said? The email said she was doing it to help her take care of herself.
Teaching her about equal pleasure and opening the door for better sex education.
Yeah, sex education down the road.
And what I said is you can have open and honest conversations about the birds and the bees without doing that. There, you can have discussions and tell your kid they can come to you with any questions, but you aren't like, here, really experience.
I'm personally coming from, you know, as an adult, once you hit that point, you know what it feels like.
Yep.
So then it's going to make you want to experience more.
Exactly.
Okay, this is what this feels like. Now let's go do this.
And with the STD problems and all these other things that we have in this country, you think it's a good idea to encourage more kids to have sex because it's probably going to be, you know, even more unwanted pregnancies,
but this
more
isn't
STDs.
Encouraging sex. It's taking care
of
herself.
It will. That is going to be a direct effect.
Not if you do a good job as a parent and say, take care of yourself. You don't need anybody else to make you feel good or happy.
All the moms listening are cringing listening to you say this.
Well, I cringe to think that every mom wouldn't at least think it out right there and maybe self-empower her daughter. That makes me kind of
worried. That's gross. If you are teaching your kids this and giving your kids battery-operated boyfriends under the guise of self-empowerment,
you are
sick
in the head. I would not give my daughter one of these because I would feel awkward about it, but by no means would I have a problem with my wife having that conversation because I don't know if me as the father the man would do
it
that.
Just breaks my heart. It's sad.
It's not. What is wrong with you?
You're over-sexualizing children.
It is not, Alex. Kids have natural desires.
You don't encourage it. You explain what they are. You explain these things. You wait till you're really, truly in love with someone and things like that.
But they already are doing these things. Kids are already doing these
things.
You
can't assume that. Not every single kid is going to do it. That's what I'm trying to say. That is the wrong attitude to have. You're going to do it. So here, let me just go ahead and give you all the tools to go ahead and just do it.
No, like you educate them and you explain things so they know what the heck they're doing.
You educate them, but you don't encourage it further. You don't say, hey, like, here, let me teach you about the birds and the bees. Now I'm going to drop you off at a boy's house. Have fun. I mean, I'm going to give you
But that's hooking up, though. These are two separate things. One's actually hooking up. Of course you shouldn't have your kid do that. You should try to convince them, whether it's religious or not, that they should save themselves for somebody. But the other things, if they have feelings and they're not sure about, like what, you're supposed to repress those?
She's 12.
Yes, in this particular case, but I don't think it's bad to have that conversation. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. We're going to get to more of your calls next here on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And woo, are the phones blowing up? People are having a free-for-all on this email that we got. You can always email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com.
Stephanie on Twitter says that she agrees with you, Joe, that she is not cringing. Amanda said, I think 12 is a little too young, but I do think that teaching kids and teenagers about self-pleasure is something that we need to do.
I mean, it's a very awkward conversation, but I'm just surprised how many women, especially that are moms, are like, no, 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 no. Ashley, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Let's kick it off with you. What did you want to say?
I am shaking. I am so upset. Like, this shouldn't even be an option. Not at 12 years old. I think that self-pleasure is extremely important and something that a child should learn on their own, because they will. I agree with that. I did. Perfectly natural, but to introduce a toy to a 12-year-old like that is completely unacceptable. Maybe at 15 or 16, if they come to you and ask, maybe then that would be okay. And Joe, if you would not be comfortable talking to your daughter or your son about something, is it really something you should want your wife to do either?
I know.
If you're not comfortable having that conversation, it shouldn't be had.
I am the most awkward person in the fact that I will talk about anything. I know I embarrass Alex, which would be hard to do. Growing up, my mom never really bought me anything as a guy, but I had conversations. My mom was a nurse. I knew what things were called, half the things I can't say on the radio, unfortunately. Like, we had those conversations, and it wasn't, like, sexual and gross. It was just medical and, like, that's a fact. Here's how it is. Here's how it works. Now, I don't know what you would give a boy, but I don't know. I would feel awkward unless my daughter came to me and ask about that, then I'd still feel a little awkward, because it is an awkward conversation. There's things in life that are awkward that are natural.
I don't disagree, but I don't think at 12 years old that that is appropriate at all. I definitely think that it's over-sexualizing a child and completely unnecessary. Again, 15, 16, when those desires are a lot stronger, and maybe after they discovered themselves a little bit on their own.
Okay.
But at 12 years old, a lot of girls haven't even entered quote-unquote womanhood, and definitely does not need to be introduced at that point.
Ashley, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's go to Donna. Hi, Donna. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about this this guy? He's kind of like not saying much. His stepmom, Alex?
Or yes.
She is trying to introduce a little Bob to the girl who's going through that time in her life at 12 years old.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
Oh, I think she's too young. However, I don't think Alex is correct. I think she's saying that it's opening all kinds of doors, and I think the big problem in this country is there is a complete lack of sex education in young children, and also related to pleasuring oneself. I know it's like a taboo subject that people don't want to talk about, but it exists, and I think Joe is right about that. I don't think you should suppress those feelings. Obviously, I don't think you want to encourage it, but I think both of y'all are right in some form or fashion. I just don't think she's old enough for that. However, I don't think the stepmom is too far off with wanting to have a sex education. So maybe they need to go to a therapist or something to talk about those type of things.
Ricky on Facebook agrees with you. She said, who wasn't exploring at 12? Having healthy birds and the bees talks and open communication is exactly how you avoid unwanted teen pregnancy.
Hey, Donna, thank you for calling in. Let's wrap things up with Christina. Christina, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and you're a mom of two kids?
Yes, my girls are 11 and 13, and
so did
you know,
you already, did you
I've
already
had
get
to
something
talk with
for
them.
Your daughter?
I'm sorry?
Did you get something for your 13-year-old daughter?
No, heck no. And, you know, if that was the case, like, if she came to me, that would be one thing, but it's not the stepmother's place. It should be the father or the mother of that child, not the stepmother. And I know with my 11-year-old daughter, if her stepmother, whenever she's 12 or 13, if her stepmother said that she wanted to get one of those for him, her father would be furious, and because it's not her place,
yeah.
You know, and it's like I said, it's one thing if the daughter comes to us and says, hey, you know, I'm curious and this is what I want to do, or this is what I'm curious about. That's one thing. But
if she's even asking questions, then why even do that? Yes, talk to her. Yes, educate her. Because then she's going to public schools.
Christina, you have a great point, but your phone just keeps on cutting out. I apologize for that. Sorry. But, hey, thank you for calling in. Where can we put this conversation at so people can take this conversation farther?
Twitter, at Joan Alex Show, and Facebook. Just search for Radio Now.
Go ahead, Pork Chop.
Melissa on line two said that she's a paralegal, and this is actually borderline child.
Do you want me to take her real quick?
Or, yeah,
okay,
go ahead.
Real quick, Melissa. You're a paralegal, so what do you think?
I have a 10-year-old daughter, and I studied this in school. This is so borderline child abuse. If I was the mother of this child, I would take the father and the stepmother to court, and I would slap a restraining order against this mother.
I would, too.
I would so slap one, because I am so furious. If my ex-husband's girlfriend or wife ever taught my daughter that, I would call the law on her and have charges brought up, and I would slap a restraining order, because no woman should ever even remotely bring this to a child that young.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm so glad that you were able to get through.
That is crazy that even as a stepmom, even as a mother, you even say, yeah, this is okay. This is not okay. It is not okay. A child should not be pleasuring themselves. A child should not even think about pleasuring themselves or even having sex.
No, I think you're dead on there. Hey, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate that. So take it to our Facebook. Just search for Radio Now and give it a like. And I look forward to seeing all the fights in 3, 2, 1.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
78-year-old John was a school bus driver in Utah, and back in February, he closed the door on a biracial 14-year-old kid that was getting off the bus. The kid's backpack got stuck, and then John drove away. The kid was dragged about 150 feet before John stopped and opened the doors. Now the kid's mom is suing John and the school district, and John says, and they say John did it because of racial animus towards his son.
Animosity?
A-N-I-M-U-S.
Oh, I've never heard of that word.
I thought I had it right. I even Googled the little speech thing. But either way, they're saying, yo, he's got some racial presidents. I can't even talk anymore. I quit. I really quit.
No, I guess you're right.
He's got something against his child.
Yeah.
Because he's biracial. Just ignorant, pretty much. She pointed out two other incidents where he was accused of racism in the past few years. But John says, guys, I'm not racist. You know what? I've got proof.
What's the proof?
He said, look, my dog, he's black as could be.
Are you serious?
Swear to God, quote from the story, the guy's like, look at my dog. It's as black as could be.
What a moron.
So, I mean, that he's not racist, right? He's got a black dog.
Oh, brother. What are they going to think of next?
He's not racist. He's got black friends. God, what a dummy. Yeah. The kid's mom is she's not even looking for money, by the way. She's suing. She says she just wants the district to take some kind of disciplinary action against John for criminal charges to be filed. John retired from driving shortly after the incident. Oh, I'm so sad about that.
Okay.
Yeah, you can see this because it's a real story up at joeandalexshow.com.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandalexshow.com.
Let's get into this, and I would love for you to call 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. I think these stories are connected. Let me explain. We had a thermostat war issue. It's all been taken care of now. Apparently, they're going to flip the AC on here. My bosses were not too pleased by I think they wrote in the report, childish actions of taking the thermostat button off of another studio and another radio station.
There was a report?
Yeah, you weren't on that, were you?
No.
No, I think it's on my file. I don't know if I'm written up or what, but yeah, in the report, so be it. So, you know, I apologize for being immature, but I still stand behind what I did, even though it looked bad. I'm sorry. That being said, I think what's happening now, a serious matter that we might have to get law enforcement involved in, because things are just not adding up. There's a lot of stories that are changing and are just interesting answers we're getting from people involved. Liv the Web Girl out sick today. I wish she could be here to really speak on the matter, but she was kind. Now, keep in mind, Liv the Web Girl, poor. The things she does for money, we don't want to talk about. And she brought in a Keurig because, well, I know our job's easy. We sit on our butt. But really, we have no time to go to the bathroom even because we're playing a song, then we talk, or a commercial, then we talk. We talk, 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 talk. So we don't have time to go upstairs even though our company provides coffee. It takes like 5 minutes to go do that. We don't have 5 minutes. So Live Bread and a Keurig machine. I usually supply the Keurig things. We'll get them at Aldi or somewhere cheap. Not that big of a deal. It's a nice little happy family here. Well, something happened over the weekend between Friday and Monday morning when we all rolled in, and the Keurig machine was gone. Absolutely gone.
That's true. It was missing.
Now, Liv the Web Girl sent out an email. I thought it was a pretty polite email. Pretty much saying, hey, blah, blah, blah. This is my own personal Keurig that I bought. If anybody's seen it or maybe knows where it is or accidentally took it, didn't say somebody stole it, I would have came out and said, who stole it? We got some thieves up in here. Call the cops. She was doing it the right way. And no responses. Radio silent on the email. Then we talked to one of our big bosses, the one that I think still is mad about me for stealing a thermostat and them having to have a meeting about this because it took up important parts of the day. He said, hey, why don't you ask this other boss? So, poor chap, you asked the other boss, and what was said?
She said she doesn't know. She hasn't heard about it.
What else?
She brings up a very good point. She did say, well, don't forget, just 3 days prior to that going missing, an email went out saying that we are not allowed to have food or drink in that little vestibule area.
It's a common area, yeah, because people are lazy and pigs, and they leave stinky food out there. I think it's okay to have a coffee machine that holds water, which puts off no smell except sweet aroma of coffee when it's made in the morning. We keep our area clean, but because other people wanted to make a mess in the sandbox, they took all of our toys away.
Right.
And it's just, I get what they're saying, but I... Not to jump to conclusions or to make any accusations.
I mean, we're kind of tame. There are other morning shows that have, like, they straight up make bacon and eggs in their studio in the morning. Like, I've seen that before, like a little grill.
I would, but that chest hair I get, it catches all the grease. It's not good. But here's what I'm just wondering. I think it's kind of interesting, and the Alex side of me comes out. An email was sent out about a week or two saying, hey, that's it. No more stuff in the common area. I'm like, okay, I don't like it, but it's the rules of rules, so be it. Then magically, about a week later, after that email sent out, the Keurig disappears. It's been there for a long time. And it even says, please do not remove. There's a sign there saying not to take it. So somebody took it. And then to go a little deeper down the wormhole that we're about to explore, we talked to one of our engineering guys. I really like this guy. I don't know if it's an inside job or not. I don't want to suspect that. But he checked the cameras for us. And guess what happened? Because we have cameras everywhere. We're constantly monitored. The cameras have been down since last week on Wednesday.
It does seem a little questionable.
What are the odds, Alex, that the cameras went down? We needed to see film. Or is that what he was told?
I believe somebody in the building took it away from us, but nobody wants to tell us the truth.
Yeah, I don't.
Which
think
is, if they're gonna, they have to though, because it's Liv's personal property, so they kind of need to tell her because like she paid for that thing.
I don't think it was stolen, Alex. Like I'm not accusing our coworkers. Like somebody really like, oh, I need a Keurig, I'm gonna take it.
It's like in somebody's office.
Exactly, it's hidden somewhere. And I've asked Porkchop to go into these people's places where I suspect it might be.
I feel bad.
And he says he won't do it.
I feel bad for Liv because like it's her personal thing. But I don't drink coffee, so I don't really have a horse in this race. I think coffee's gross. So I always bring my own little juice every morning.
But you kind of do, like you said, you feel bad. I feel like you have a horse in the race because it's somebody on your team.
I mean,
Something's taken. Do you not feel like that? Like if it's taken from one, it's taken from all?
Well, yeah, I guess. But I also, it's like, I don't want to get in the middle of that.
What if it's the same situation as the person that took your mug? Like, what if it was someone that came in and was getting a tour of the radio station, and then boom.
Well, that also concerns me. Why are we not having more of a worry here that, wait, we're having
more
people
security
coming into our building? Like, what's next? Like, what else are they going to bring in or take?
My first thought was somebody brought a guest into the studio over the weekend, which you're not supposed to do unless it's approved, and that person took it. That was what my guess was.
I all these things add up, and I usually don't get paranoid about it, but doesn't it seem odd? 833-JOE-ALEX, if you're listening right now, you're a Joe and Alex Show detective. You're hearing the situation here. What do you think is the thing? Do you think it was stolen by somebody that came in through the weekend? Do you think they took it to kind of teach us like a lesson like, hey, you got to follow the rules. You're not above the rules here just because you're on the Joe and Alex Show. I mean, what do you think actually happened? 833-563-2539. Be honest with us.
Yeah, I feel like my thing is with my managers that I've had my entire career is I'm always brutally honest with them about everything. I am always straightforward and blunt, almost to a fault. And so I just always like to have that from managers as well. But maybe because of how you handled the thermostat situation, they're worried about being direct and saying, like, yeah, you can't have this, because they're worried you're going to freak out again.
Do you think that I'd freak out worse if I was told, hey, coffee no more, or just taken away?
I think that you would freak out the equal amount no matter how you are communicated to.
Possibly, but I just, and like you bring up, if it was mine, I'd be really pissed, but I feel bad for Liv. That's her property. She bought that with her, as we've talked about, limited budget.
Yeah, I mean, she's got to be the one to kind of ask the hard questions since it's her item.
All right, we need to get some answers here. Luke, you are now part of the investigation. So legally, you might be in court for this one. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think? What's your suspicion?
I'll do it. I'll do it, Joe.
What are you going to do?
All you guys got to do, let me in the building, and I will ransack everybody's office until I find the Keurig.
All right, what's a good time for you? Like, can you pick locks? Because I tried to
pick a time.
All right, maybe early in the morning, because if you get in here like at 5 o'clock or so before the show starts, we could actually get some coffee in our belly by then.
He's Houdini. Yeah, he'll get in anywhere.
Your phone cut out there, buddy.
At least in the first building.
All right, I'm going to let Porkchop just do a pat down to make sure you don't have any weapons in case you do want to kill us. And then after that, I think it would be safe to let Luke in the building. I appreciate you, Luke, for being willing to do the dirty work for us. Jackie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
I think, and I hope none of y'all get fired for this, I think your boss took it to teach a lesson, and she's just that picky about not wanting any food or drinks in that room for whatever reason, and she took the Keurig.
That's what I think, too, and I don't know. I'm not trying to throw accusations out there to have people be mad at me, but I truly think that's what happened. But then again, I will admit I was wrong. I thought that one of our coworkers, Jules, took my coffee mug, but it was some crazy Joe and Alex Show listener that came to the station to pick up a prize, and I thought Alex and Porkchop and Liv were all in on it. So maybe they're all in on this, too, and I don't realize it, and I'm getting upset.
We weren't in on that, and I'm not in on this.
I don't know, Jackie. I really don't have any ground to stand on.
You need to make everyone take a lie detector test.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Do you think
Or put their hand on the Bible.
Ooh, yeah.
Now, what if they cop out and say they're not religious? They're atheists. Then what do we do? Now, last thing with this, Jackie, do you think, and I'm being totally serious, I have the number. I have some friends that work in the local police department. Should I file a police report for theft, or should I take this to our HR person, maybe internally? Because once you go up there, then it gets involved and it gets serious.
I think you should do that, because I think that's what they wanted you to do with the thermostat thing. They were like, why didn't you tell us before freaking out and taking this off the wall? I think that you should go to them and then see what they say.
I think HR would be reasonable in order to, because it's a Keurigs are expensive and you don't mess with coffee.
No, you don't. You don't think I'm going to do that? Hold on. I'm going to try real quick. Hold on. See if this works.
What?
I'm just going to try to dial a number real quick. Hold on.
You're calling somebody who?
Dial a 911 real quick. I want to
see
if I can get
something.
It's ringing.
You're joking.
I hope you're not.
No, I'm kidding. Hey, Jackie, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. We'll give you guys an update. I feel like it will return. I hope so, because poor Liv. But I appreciate your thoughts if you think I'm crazy or if we're doing the right thing. That will do it for today. Now, we got to get out of here, but I got to know what's going on. Alex, what are your plans for this fine Tuesday?
I'm going to that Just Pop In place in Broad Ripple later with my friends, because it is the cutest diamond in the rough. I don't think people realize how freaking cute it is in there. If you want to find a cute place for Instagram pictures, every room is something amazing. So we're going there. They also have a menu. They don't have only popcorn. They have all different types of popcorn there, but they have a menu of like soup, sandwiches, salads, and like appetizer type things. And then they also have really good like beer, wine, drink menu, cocktail menu.
Well, this is awkward. That's where Porkchop and I were going. All right, no, really, what are you doing today, Porkchop?
Speaking of, I am unusually hungry right now, and when it comes to food advertisements, like, they get me real good. Yesterday on TV they were talking about the donut experiment, so now I want to go try that place. Mm-hmm. And some lady called us and told us how she opened like a pancake shop on 96 in Allisonville. Now I want to go check that out.
You got a busy day eating food.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
You know what place I like? It's a local place, Chuck's Coney. You and I went there.
Oh yeah,
I love like a Detroit authentic Coney dog, and he goes up there and gets the chili and stuff.
Is that where you're going?
No, but it sounds really good. I don't know. probably get Chick-fil-A. I'm kind of lazy. Whatever's closest to home. So, listen, we can't get out of here, though, unless we say goodbye. So live the web girls off. Hopefully she'll feel better. But for everybody else, Alex, live the web girl, myself, Joe, and Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.